My heart goes, I want Halloween as soon as May starts.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you're crazy.
I want Halloween. And then June, I'm like, I want Halloween. I also want Christmas. Yeah. I like summer, but there's no fun holidays to look forward to.
Just sure there are. It's Juneteenth right now.
Fun holidays. Do you want to know what I saw, how I saw black people celebrating Juneteenth on my TikTok feed?
Sure.
They were reclaiming watermelon. They had a watermelon party where That's everything great. Was watermelon. It was cute and all, but I was like, I kind of don't want to. I don't want to reclaim watermelon.
I got to take this opportunity to plug Trader Joe's watermelon juice. Oh my God. I just discovered this. And as Keely said, it's my new hyperfixation. I can't get enough of it. I want to drink it all day long. It's so
sponsored.
Good. Sponsored content for Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's doesn't know we're doing this, but they are going to pay me.
Hello, hello, and welcome to one of our recap episodes where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas watching Degrassi The Next Generation from beginning to end. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and join me every other week with Ezra Parter as we watch these characters do whatever it takes and make it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas, exclamation point, a Degrassi, colon, The Next Generation podcast. I am your host, Keely Bell, and I'm here with...
me. Hi, I'm Ezra Parter.
Yes, yes. What have we been up to?
Well, we had a barbecue yesterday.
That was so much fun.
We went to my sister's. Mm-hmm. That was not fun. We went to... we went and saw Little Mermaid.
We saw Little Mermaid last night. We had a lot of thoughts.
But as I've learned... I'm supposed to say it was a good movie or I'm racist.
Yeah, you're right. And that's correct. Thank you for learning. It was a good movie. And if you think otherwise, you're racist. I'm so sorry.
I have a lot of notes for this good movie.
Yeah, same.
There are a lot of things I would change to make better about this good movie.
Same. But it was so good.
One thing I would keep is Halle Bailey. She was great.
Oh, yeah. And we have differing opinions on the character of Eric.
Terrible.
Which I don't want to get into because you will go on about something so stupid for so long.
Yeah, we'll be talking about him, so we'll be talking about something stupid for a long time.
Yeah, but what I will
got
say,
him.
But what I will say is that his solo song was insane.
He fucked the air, people.
It was so horny. Why
he
was
wanted
it
to fuck
so
the sea
horny?
So bad he fucked the air.
It was. I was uncomfortable. I was like, why is this song horny? Like, on Broadway, Little Mermaid gave Eric a solo called Her Voice, which is beautiful and basically the same song, but like a, you know, different song, different metaphors. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we're not going to use that. We're going to write this. I need to look up if Lin-Manuel wrote that. It doesn't
probably.
Sound like a Lin-Manuel song.
Yeah, but it's bad, so it probably did.
let's see.
Not a Lin-Manuel fan. I'm gonna go. I appreciate the like,
if you think that, you're racist. I'm sorry.
No, I like his I like Hamilton and Into the Heights.
In the Heights, sorry.
Into the Woods is on my mind because it's coming up here soon.
Yeah.
But I like those, but I think that everything he's done since has been annoying.
Moana?
I didn't see Moana.
You'd love Moana.
Okay, so not Moana.
Yeah. Because if you liked Frozen, I think you'll like Moana.
Yeah, I liked Frozen.
So yeah, that's what we've been up to. They're not here to listen to us talk about Little Mermaid.
That's true.
We're here to talk about Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We watched season 3, episode 20, I Want Candy, today. Literally a couple minutes ago, we finished watching it.
And let me tell you something. I was glad I had some M&Ms to eat during it because I wanted candy too.
And we still... Do you know why it was called that by the end of this episode?
Absolutely not.
Me neither. I think my theory, because last week I had said, like, this has nothing to do with the episode. Like, good luck making a prediction. And I think my theory is, like, I Want Candy is, like, hedonism. And the episode is about skipping school and doing what's good for your heart.
Okay, I guess so.
I guess. Like, that's all I can really... imagine.
Yeah, because nothing else about this had anything to do with candy in the slightest.
No. Or, like, it didn't have anything to do with
wanting,
yeah. Didn't have anything to do with, like, sweet, like, anything. Like, I would, if I saw an episode of Degrassi was called I Want Candy, I would either think it was, like, literal, like, we're talking about, like, an eating disorder plotline or something, or I would think it's, like, sexual some way. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
But, yeah, no, it was... It was very a very innocent episode. The most innocent, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
There was some heavier stuff talked heavier, about, too, but yes.
Yeah, but nothing, like, salacious that these teens are doing.
True, true, true.
So, yes. Your prediction was that Ashley or I mean, somebody was going to get picked to do an Aaron Carter music video, a la the Lizzie McGuire Christmas episode.
That's right.
You were wrong. Yeah. I'm so sorry to have to tell you that. Usually,
I don't like to hear it, but
usually you're at least a little bit on, but no, you were very off.
Well, I went off the name.
Yes.
So.
And that I can't blame you for. Yeah. So we start the episode with Ms. Hatzilakos prepping her students for exams, for finals. And Paige and Spinner are done with science. They do not care about science. Spinner's mad that he has to study both terms in order to know everything that's going
to
be on the final.
Yeah.
And Ms. Hatzilakos is like, well, welcome to the real world. And Paige is like, if she wants us to be in the real world, then we'll go there. So they plan to then skip school the next day.
Yeah, because nothing says real world like being outside of doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Welcome to the real world. Oh, yeah? Well, we're not going to do what we're supposed to do. Okay, well, that's not.
She means.
I know.
Paige means leaving their confines of school and go into the world where there's other things happening.
The real world of Toronto, Canada.
Yeah. And the real world to them is going to an Italian restaurant. Going to a movie, playing mini golf, and going to the mall.
And going to an arcade.
And going to an arcade.
Yeah.
And a museum.
World. They do go to a museum, which is, of course, the realism world.
Yeah, I think a museum is the realest of the real world.
No, did you hear my joke?
Oh, you said the realism world?
Yes.
Good art joke, honey.
Thank you. And, you know, on another floor is the cubism world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on another floor is the expressionism. No.
Yeah, that worked.
Expressionists are
a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And on another floor is the expressionism world.
And then outside is the statue garden, which of course
sculpture garden,
which of course is where Spinner would like to be during any conflict. We'll get there. We'll get there.
So the next day, Paige drives Marco and Dylan to school. This is after the opening credits. And she's using Dylan's car. I love the storytelling of this season of the Michael Chucks and their car.
Mm-hmm.
Cars. Because, like, Paige has driven both her parents' minivan and Dylan's car at this point in the series. I think those are the only things, but it is funny to me that, like, the only characters who, like, have driving anywhere near their spheres are the Michael Chucks, and it's always car-based with them this season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and of course Joey has a car dealership. But
right.
So JT, didn't they steal a car?
That was Craig.
Craig. Craig. That's right.
That was last season, yeah.
And JT was in it.
No.
No?
It was Craig and the boys. It was Craig,
Marco,
Spinner, Jimmy. No Jimmy, because Sean was there.
Oh, yes.
Craig, Marco, Spinner, Sean.
Yes.
But yeah, so Paige drops Dylan off and he does a great older sibling thing where he's like, make sure you bring it back on time and with a full tank. And Paige looks at the tank and she's like,
but it's only a quarter.
It's only a quarter full.
And it's he's only like, a bye. Quarter full.
And he's like, bye. And so she has to fill up the tank.
What if this was my Paige impression from now on? I'm Paige.
An old timey child.
Yeah.
That should be shining shoes.
Give me your shoes. Let me shine them, Daddy. That's Paige. Don't look at me like that.
If anything happened to Paige on this, like, day off, they would have been able to check the school, like, cameras and be like, this bitch drove her brother and his boyfriend to school and then drove away. Yeah.
That's true. Not a foolproof hookie plan, that's for sure.
No, and didn't she give them like a note from her parents, like a signed parents note or something like that?
I think so.
That they forged the signature. Mm-hmm. So she really covered her bases. and then that was her way of getting out of school. And then at Spinner's house, he is faking sick. So I think this is the first time we meet Spinner's mom.
Yeah.
One of the only times we meet Spinner's mom.
Oh, okay.
I think she does show up maybe once or twice after.
I was really
this.
Hoping she'd become the star.
I know. I do. I really like the addition of this is, I don't know if this is really like a really good attention to detail or just, you know, storytelling, like the bare minimum. But we know Spinner's like poor. And yeah. His mom works.
You can tell by looking at him.
Well, that was a plot point in season
no,
two.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
And his mom works in what appears to be like a Walgreens type place.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really tell. It was like she was wearing one of those like vests and a name tag. And so like she clearly is like blue collar. Is that what blue collar is?
Yes.
Yeah. She's clearly blue collar. And like I was like, oh, that's like a good little detail to throw
in. She's so rich. She doesn't know about blue collar.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. She's blue collar. And so like that was, I think, just a nice little detail because it's like the world building of like knowing what Spinner's family life is like was interesting.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because at the same time, he's pretending to be sick and she gives him the thermometer and puts it under his tongue and she goes out of the room and Kendra's there and she's like, you're totally faking. And Spinner says, my favorite part, he goes, oh, she's like, I'm going to tell mom that you're faking. He's like, oh yeah, miss, I don't have any evidence. He put the thermometer
in his hot tea and then said the line and then doused down the tea.
And then gulped the tea.
Which it was apparently 102 degrees. That must have hurt so bad.
Yeah. And so then the mom comes in and is like, oh my God, you have such a fever. And Kendra's like, oh my God, he's a liar.
But Kendra didn't even, like, if Kendra had just been like, he dunked it in the tea, I saw him, then of course mom would believe her. But instead she just said, he's faking.
Yeah, yeah.
Kendra, you're not very good at being a narc.
She's not very good at being a younger sibling. but yeah.
Specifics, girl.
Yeah.
That's what's believable.
And so then they leave and Spinner's like, he calls Paige and he's like, the hen has left the nest. He's stupid.
Yeah, he sure is.
So then we cut to our B plot.
Remember when he was smart last episode?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he was never smart.
That was so absurd.
He was never smart. He was emotionally mature.
Right.
Those are two different things.
Insane.
Two different things.
Yeah.
In media immersion, we are introduced to our B plot, which is really small. It feels really small, right?
Yeah, I think it didn't take up much time. That's for sure.
So Emma is in class with JT in media immersion, and Snake is like kind of out of sorts. He's like a bit like forgetful.
Yeah, he's definitely distracted.
Yeah, and so Emma's like, what the fuck is going on? But JT is bugging Emma because he wants to ask Manny to semi-formal. Mm-hmm. And Emma's like, shut the fuck up, JT.
Don't get me in trouble. Shut the fuck up. And then he does it again and they get in trouble.
Yeah, which in the grand scheme of this B plot, this scene was unnecessary. Like it didn't really do anything except show us a little bit that Snake is distracted.
Yeah. It set up the Snake is distracted and put Emma into being in trouble.
Yeah. 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 And so
they have to defrag the computers.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the
punishment.
The consequence of that. Okay.
So yeah, they had to,
that does make
they
sense.
They had to clean up the computer caches.
Yeah.
Which defrag a computer is such an old term. Oh
yeah.
My God, it's
2004.
So yeah. It was a blast
I've
from the past.
I've never had to do that in my life.
No.
I've never heard of that.
No, no. There's no reason to have.
Defrag. So then we jump to what seems to be a C plot, but is actually connected to the A plot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that Ashley is at home sick, which in the first scene of Miss Atalakos, she had mentioned that Ashley has been homesick for a few days.
Yeah.
And has been calling out sick like a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ashley's at home singing a song on her piano. And she's like, I'm lost in a void of eternity. Being, you know,
there's a black Ashley. Hole inside of me.
She's so like Ashley would be really funny if she weren't the worst. You know what I mean? Like all of those moments are kind of my favorite Ashley moments where she's so earnestly being awful.
Who would be your dream actor to play Ashley?
That's a great question. You
I
mean
have
like
my answer.
Oh. I don't have an answer. What's yours?
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
I think she would kill it as Ashley. She'd be so funny.
Yes.
She'd be so good.
I agree.
Just deadpan and moody.
Yes.
And perfect.
Yeah. But this Ashley, our Ashley is too, she's too high and mighty. Yeah. She's not self-aware enough.
Right. Do you have someone?
No, I don't. That's a perfect, it's a perfect response.
Nice. Nailed it. Yes.
But her mom comes in, good old Kate Kerwin comes in, mm-hmm. and it's like, girl, you need to start going to school. And Ashley's like, Mom, no.
Just not today.
Not today.
I'll go back, but please don't make me go back today.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. Did they like ever like really express why Ashley was feeling this way in this
it's
episode?
It's been since Terry.
Well, yeah.
That's the idea.
But
also it's like, and Ashley says it's because things just keep going wrong.
Yeah. Because it's like, she was going to school after Terry.
Yeah.
I think what Ashley's afraid to admit is that she's a sore loser after fucking Battle of the Bands. Because like that was after
right.
Terry. She did a whole thing. She did a whole Battle of the Bands.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
She did a whole thing. And she was like, and she, of course, once she lost, that's when she's like, I'm never coming to school again.
Yeah. Wow. She was just so embarrassed to lose to Craig.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, actually.
But she won't admit it. And then Kate leaves the room and mm-hmm. is like, I'm just going to let my child be depressed, I guess. But then she goes, and you should really do what we talked about doing. Mm-hmm. And Ashley's like,
It was go see Terry. Ah.
But like, that's, I always in my brain think that that's the resolution to the episode is that Ashley like is feeling terrible and then going and seeing Terry is what she needed to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's never what it is.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why I always think that.
I don't either.
I've been thinking that this whole time. Cause like, I was like,
even now after watching it,
no, remember when we were on the Battle of the Bands episode and she had mentioned like going to see Terry eventually. And I was like, oh, that's going to come back. Remember
right.
I said that. And I'm like, I was thinking that this episode was going to be that Ashley's like avoiding seeing Terry.
Mm-hmm.
But and then like the resolution is that she finally goes.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget that it is immediate.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Paige calls. Or no. Ashley calls Paige. And
no.
Yes. Ashley calls Paige because Paige answers and goes, Paige Mayotrick's telephone.
Oh, that's right. What is her mom's accent?
Okay, funnily enough, so Paige's family is from the Ukraine.
Oh.
But her mom doesn't have an accent. We do meet her eventually, and she is simply a Canadian woman. So
this accent she's doing is just so out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like it could be one of those things that they ended up retconning.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, Paige's family is it was originally an immigrant family, but now mm-hmm. they're not,
mm-hmm.
and we just retconned it. Or Paige had this idea in her head that like she's more believable as her mom if she puts on a crazy accent.
I like that version.
Yeah. And I forgive me if I'm wrong, but I do believe it is the Ukraine because it's the episode where last season when they're doing Multicultural Day.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think she's Ukrainian.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so Ashley calls Paige and it's like, what are you up to? And Paige's like, we're skipping school. And then she's like, if that's where you are. And Ashley's like, I'm not, I'm at home. And Paige is like, what are you doing? And so she and Spinner have been planning to go to mini golf, and Spinner mm-hmm. does not want to bring Ashley along.
No,
like,
not at
no.
all. They were planning on going to Ashley's to drop off the homework or something.
Right.
That's
right.
What Ashley's calling about. But then it's like, no, don't bring her. And then Paige invites her.
Yeah. Yeah, which is such a girl thing. Mm-hmm. And so she's so excited.
Girls are always bringing their friends out on dates.
Yep.
We went to Little Mermaid last night with Daniel.
Yes. Granted, once again,
I was the third wheel.
You were
him.
The third wheel.
Yeah, I know.
And so Paige is so excited to go grab Ashley, which honestly, growth, like from where they were in season one to mm-hmm. now, growth.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
Their friendship. I really enjoyed their friendship this episode.
Yeah, Paige is definitely like, I'm gonna cheer up my friend mm-hmm. and I'm gonna bring her out and it's gonna be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they go to Ashley's because misery loves company and they're trying to get her out of bed. And Ashley's like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. And they're like, come on, Ash. And then they're like, what? And then Spinner's like, I really want to go to mini golf. And Paige is like, I really want to. What was Paige's?
Paige.
Oh, she wanted to go to lunch. To
fancy lunch. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, I want to go to a fancy restaurant with my boyfriend and my oldest friend.
She refers to him as her honey.
Her honey. Yes. And then she's like, what do you want, Ashley? And they pull the covers down and Ashley goes, I want to go see Terry. And so they're like, oh, OK, fucking downer. But all right.
Yikes.
And so they do.
Yeah.
And Ashley goes and she's visiting and Terry's like, wow, thanks for coming. And Ashley's like, yeah, of course. But then, of course, as soon.
Well, wait.
You're smiling. Why?
Because Terry's like, yeah, I'm really feeling better. You know, other than some headaches from when I hit my head on the rock and the surgery. It's like, okay, so you're not feeling better.
Yeah. Other than some headaches from, you know, from the rock and surgery.
Okay, so yeah, not better. All right, got it.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
This isn't a spoiler. It is a spoiler, kind of, but this is Terry's last appearance.
No way. What? They never go back to this?
No.
She doesn't, like, come back to school? Mm-mm. Oh, did she just die and they never deal with it?
I'll let that be I'll
not
let
spoiler.
Yeah. I'll let you find
so
out.
So I will
why
find
out
what happens.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's yeah. so funny. This is her last appearance. And it's just, I feel better. Except for the, you know, headaches from the rock and the surgery. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But then the nurse comes in to change Terry's bandages, which, okay, it's been a long time. Why is her head wound still bleeding?
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Did you not think to put stitches in two weeks ago, doctor?
This is probably longer than 2 weeks, honestly.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Like,
it made no sense.
Yeah, she's changing the bandage and her head wound is like disgusting.
Open.
Oozing.
It's just an open wound still. It's crazy. And, no wonder she dies. It's insane. These doctors should be sued for malpractice.
And Ashley is.
You left my head wound open, doc.
And Ashley is instantly stressed the fuck out. Which, like, Ashley's always making shit about her. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, girl, this is life. Like, mm-hmm. your friend is awake and speaking and presumably, like, getting better. Mm-hmm. Just because she still has some, like,
blood.
And a wound.
Spoiler alert, all your friends still have blood.
Yeah. Like,
it's mostly inside their bodies, but still.
Yeah. And Ashley's just like, so like, she can't handle it. She leaves the room. Mm-hmm. And so we leave them for now.
Well, first, Paige looks at Spinner, rolls her eyes, and then they go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Ashley's like, I can't do it. Yeah. And Paige is like,
this is
okay.
My new Ashley impression. I can't do it. I can't be in there.
Why are so your Paige is a little boy from the 1910s.
Yes, I'm Paige.
And then Ashley is.
I'm Ashley.
Like a weird, like, I don't know why I'm thinking of like the guy, Boy George.
Yeah.
And Ashley's Boy George.
Spinner's like this. Yeah. You know?
Is that
Spinner's
the
Ozzy
Beatles?
Osbourne.
All of the, oh, Ozzy Osbourne. I was like, is that all four of the Beatles?
No.
We go back to school where mm-hmm. these kids should be, and Emma and JT are defragging. Mm-hmm. Is that the word? Defragging the computers. Mm-hmm. And Emma goes over to Alex, who's using one of the computers to buy shit online, which is so funny. And Emma's
in
like,
2004, that's like crazy to do. Too, yeah. Which is pretty fun.
Yeah. Emma goes up and is like, I need your computer. And Alex is like, fuck off, essentially. And this, remember how I said a couple episodes ago that the Alex that we see in the movie theater with Jay, when she's like, when he's like, go get me some candy, and she's like, give me $20, like, you mm-hmm. know that. And I was like, that's so different from the Alex we're gonna see, like, for future. This Alex is very the Alex that we'll see in the future.
Okay.
So like that line where she's just like, no, I'm not giving you this computer. And Emma's like, ugh, like, bitch. That's very, very Alex. Mm-hmm. And so she and JT are just kind of like, staring like over at Alex, like mad at her. And then JT goes to Snake's like personal laptop.
Yeah, he's got to go defrag the personal mm-hmm. laptop of his teacher,
I guess. And so he goes and he opens it up and he's like, oh, he looks like he's working on something. And Emma's like, yeah, it's fine. And then JT's like, I don't think I was supposed to see this. And you look at it and it's
his last will and testament.
It is Archibald Rupert Snake Simpson's last will and testament.
And it is funny that it said Archibald Rupert quote Snake quote Simpson on the official government document.
It didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Emma comes over and JT tries to close it because he's such a good person. He's like, uh-oh, this is going to send my friend into a spiral. So he tries to close the computer and Emma sees it and she's like, oh no. Because of course that's troubling to see when.
Yeah, especially, you know, when your dad is the teacher and also is going through chemotherapy.
Yes. Yes. And only like to see a man who's in his 30s writing out a will is probably troubling.
Yeah.
Especially when that man has a history of cancer.
Right.
So
in his 30s?
Yes. Remember, if you'll recall, the first episode of the series is their 10-year reunion.
Oh yeah.
So Snake and Joey and Spike are all like aged anywhere from 26 to like 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Cuz Spike was a couple grades under them.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin was maybe in between them. I know Caitlin and Joey were the same grade. So I think maybe Snake was also in that grade, but I think Spike was a bit younger.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, Snake is only in his 30s. You have to remember this.
That's crazy.
It is. So then we hop back to our truant gang. And they're at lunch at the same fancy Italian place that Marco's parents took him to last episode. And the same gay waiter was there.
Yeah. Good for him getting an extra episode.
Honestly, he got a 2-episode deal. Mm-hmm. And they're all ordering. And Spinner tries to order alcohol. He tries to order beer.
And then, I'll have whatever's on tap.
And then the waiter looks at him.
I'll have whatever's on tap.
And the waiter just looks at him and Spinner goes, what? If I were underage, would I be here? Or I wouldn't be here. I'd be in school. And this is important to remember when watching Degrassi. Mm-hmm. The legal drinking age in Canada is 19 years old.
19.
Yeah. So like most of these kids, once they're seniors, are only a year off of being able to legally drink alcohol.
Right.
So the waiter looks at all of them and he goes, 3 ginger ales coming up.
It's like, okay, but Ashley said she didn't want anything, so you don't need to bring 3.
Yeah. And Ashley was like, I'm not eating anything because I'm depressed. And so Spage are like, Ashley, what the fuck is going on? And Ashley's like, these are supposed to be the best years of our lives. And they're terrible.
Okay, first of all, no, they're not.
They are.
High school is the best year of your life?
Oh, you mean, I thought you were saying, no, they're not terrible.
Oh, no, they're terrible. But they're not supposed to be the best. The best years of your life are your 20s, supposedly.
Yeah, teenagers think.
Although, of course, for us, it'll be our 30s. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love how you said that because you know I missed most of my 20s because of the pandemic and also cancer.
Yeah.
So Ashley is like, like, these are supposed to be the best years of our lives. They're terrible. Terry's in the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
She didn't say all of this, but like, Terry's in the hospital. I got cheated on, and my boyfriend got that girl pregnant. I lost the battle of the bands. What else has happened that was cursed this year?
Snake got cancer.
Their media immersion teacher got cancer.
Miss Hatzilakos disappeared for a bunch of episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't know if that's true because she disappeared in real life or not. We don't know.
Right, right. Yeah. So like a lot of bad shit's been happening. And she says the school is cursed and that she's transferring schools.
Mm-hmm.
And Spinner's like, cool. And so then Ashley gets up and uses the bathroom. And Paige mm-hmm. and Spinner are like, okay, what the fuck? And Spinner's like, if she wants to leave, she can leave. And Paige is like, but no, she's just crazy. And then Ashley comes back and is like, we need to leave this restaurant right now. And they're like, why? And because Mr. Radich is on a date there with a woman who like is blonde, but like looks exactly like Ms. Hatzilakos.
Oh, really? Like, I only saw the back of her head.
Yeah, like, it can't be Ms. Hatzilakos because Hatzilakos is teaching right now.
Right.
But
right.
like... She looks eerily
Radich
like her.
Is supposed to be too.
He's a principal.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be at school.
He's supposed to be principaling,
mm-hmm.
which I think principals have a bit more leeway.
Do you think my principals were always cutting class and like? Definitely. Oh my god.
Definitely.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they weren't doing their job.
I don't remember the name of a single principal of my school.
Me neither.
I was trying to reference one, and I just don't have it.
Yeah, I don't remember my.
And what's stupid is I could have made one up, and you would have no idea.
I didn't know you then.
Feel like that was right. You know?
You didn't want to lie to me.
Mm-mm, never.
Thank you. So they book it out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And end up accidentally dine and dashing. I don't think it was an accident from Spinner's point of view.
Oh, well, I think. Yeah, they like run out of the restaurant and Paige is like, Spinner, did you put money down? He's like, oh, was I supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So whether he was just like, I didn't want to do that, or he never knew it was his job.
Right.
Either way, they ended up dining dashing.
Yeah. And then Paige is like, I'll go put money down. And Ashley's like, and get caught by Radich. And they're like, okay, I guess we're running.
Yeah.
So they drive off.
I really expected that to come back somehow, and it just straight mm-hmm. didn't.
No,
but
it
that's
didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they run off and they go to the arcade, and they're having the time of their lives.
It's a montage. We have a montage. They mini golf. They mini golf. They see a movie. They go to an arcade.
Remember when Spinner was trying to look like he was crying in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. You mean Shane Kippel was trying to look like Spinner was crying in the movie?
That is what I mean.
Yes.
That is what I mean.
Spinner was crying, but Shane Kippel was. Badly
really
acting
struggling.
It.
Really struggling.
Yeah.
What really cracked me up about that, not just the bad crying, but the fact that everyone in the background in the movie theater was like smiling like they were enjoying something happening on screen and he was crying. We have no idea what it was, but definitely he was the only one crying.
That's really funny. I did not notice that.
Yeah.
I was like, what could this movie possibly be? But that would be hilarious if it's not even like a sad movie. It's like yeah. a heartwarming film that everyone else is like, aw, cute. And he's over here like, I love dogs. And then they go to a museum, and which is where we kind of pick up with the end of the montage. Like
yes.
we're no longer in a montage. So they're just kind of walking through the museum, and Spinner's like, of course, being an asshole about the art. Mm-hmm. And Ashley's like, somebody put their heart and soul into this. And he's like, oh yeah, they really put their heart and soul into this naked lady's painting. Mm-hmm. And he runs up and like is weird.
I think he was like pretending to drink milk from the titty.
Oh, is that what was happening?
I think.
I didn't know. I was like, it looked like he was like kissing at it.
Maybe.
I thought, yeah. I figured.
It was either kissing or suckling. I
yeah. Suckling makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel like they couldn't do anything too vulgar.
No.
It's television.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So he had to go up and like, yeah, I think maybe suckling from the tit mm-hmm. might have been what was happening.
Yeah.
And Ashley's like, oh, you're being such a sexist pig. And Spinner's like, who cares? I'm being fun.
I'm not being sexist. I'm trying to make a woman laugh.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to make you laugh. And what does like, she say?
Well, it isn't working.
What does she say that makes him leave?
She said, it isn't working. Maybe you should grow up or something like that.
Yeah,
something
she tells him to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, ugh, I'm going to go be in the sculpture garden. Mm-hmm. So he walks off and Paige has had it. She has had it.
And you know why he wants to go to the sculpture garden?
Because all the boobies.
Yeah. Those boobs you can actually suck with, you know?
Yeah. Those are three-dimensional boobies.
Yeah.
You
get your mouth on these rocks. You know what I'm saying?
Paige has had enough. She can't. She is not dealing with this shit anymore. Mm-mm. She's like, Ashley, lighten up. I beg you. And Ashley's like, ugh.
Ashley's like, you don't understand how hard it's been. And Paige is like, yes, I do.
They have the same friend who's in the hospital. The same friend. And then,
and
like,
Paige feels way more responsible for it than Ashley does, too.
And she should, she should. And Paige is like, and Paige goes and says the most, like, ooh, thing. She says, Craig didn't just cheat on you because
of hormones.
Of hormones. She's like, And Ashley's like, ugh. And she's like, it's basically, she implies that basically Ashley fucking sucks.
Yeah. She says running away to another school is not going to help because ultimately you're going to find that the problem is you.
It's you.
Which was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Fuck,
yeah.
Dude.
And then she walks off and leaving Ashley to be like reflecting on herself, mm-hmm. which that's very grown up of her to do, because if a friend told me that and I was 16 years old, I'd be like, okay, well, fuck off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't reflect for shit.
No.
And so we go back to school and Emma is on a rampage. So we've got our two most annoying girlies on rampages this episode. Emma's on a rampage walking down the hallway. And she's pissy because she's, you know, she thinks that Snake's cancer is back.
Yeah.
And
she thinks her dad's dying, which
which sucks.
Yeah.
And this is the first episode that Mr. Perino is here.
Sure.
You don't know that. I know that. This is Mr. Perino's first episode, which is fun. He is like a tertiary teacher for a long time. Okay. And he's just kind of around. But he's there for a while. But yeah, she like sees him for the first time and he's like, oh, sorry, you know, Snake's not in here. And she's like, oh, and so she's walking down the hallway and she sees Alex. And what does Alex do? I took bad notes today.
Alex is just like at her locker.
Yeah.
And I think she says something about like, oh, looking for daddy. Huh?
Yeah. Alex like makes an offhanded comment about mm-hmm. Emma looking for Snake. And Emma's like, don't start with me, Alex. And Alex, and she goes like, she asks her like, what's your problem with me? And Alex goes, aside from your clothes, your your holier than thou attitude, everything or whatever.
Yeah. It's you.
Yeah.
It's
you.
Yeah.
You. You're the problem.
Yeah.
And Emma's like, and so Emma's had it. And so she's just like, I'm going to fight her.
Yeah.
Should I just fight her?
Emma just goes ape shit.
just
grabs her and throws her against the wall.
Yeah. And knees her in the nose.
Yeah, that was good. The knee. Oh, yeah. Man, I did not see that coming.
Yeah. And Alex like backhands her. It's a good fight. Mm-hmm. It's a good fight.
Gets a real good clock in on the eye there.
Mm-hmm.
They get separated by Mr. Perino.
Yes.
And also other guy.
Yes. Yes.
And I definitely like, my thought was like, oh, this is sexual tension. But I was wrong, I guess.
That's why did you think that?
Because anytime I see two people fight, I yell kiss.
Yeah. Make love, not war.
Yeah. You should. I was annoying to go to Avengers Infinity War with.
Oh my God. You
kiss!
At, you at any Avengers movie.
Kiss!
So then we go back to our hooky gang and they're at the mall. And I'm surprised they fit all of this in one day.
Yeah, for real.
Like, did they go to that restaurant at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, they had lunch early.
Yeah. And
oh, we never talked about how at lunch Spinner was like trying to pronounce pretty normal words and for, on the menu, like shiitake mushrooms, mm-hmm. which I guess shiitake is not that normal. It's another language, but still, like, not that hard.
Yeah.
And Paige is like, he has trouble with food he can't pronounce.
Yeah.
It's a funny line.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he can pronounce any food.
No,
with that stupid
definitely.
Tongue ring in his mouth.
Yeah, I think this is the first appearance of Spinner's tongue ring.
I think I saw it last episode,
oh, really?
And I was like, no, we would have, that would have. They would have done an episode about
no.
that.
No. A lot of things, I think, because like the thing with this show and the kids' appearances, mm-hmm. A lot of the kids brought their own clothes mm-hmm. for their characters for a while. Mm-hmm. They did their own hair, did their own makeup.
Whoa.
Like, it was a
that
very...
That explains it.
Yeah. And their appearances were never like really like policed by the show. Mm-hmm. So if a kid is getting braces, they're getting braces. If
sure.
a kid is getting that, so like Shane Kipple was getting piercings and haircuts and all over the place. Mm. That had nothing to do with like Spinner's arc. It was kind of what he was doing in life. Yeah, and I think as the show goes on, that changes. Like as they get older, like obviously they're like, and as the show got more popular, like they needed to like keep the characters a certain way.
Sure.
But yeah, I think like haircuts and stuff were all like a lot of the actors' choices.
That explains it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, Shane Kipple was getting piercings and going nuts at that time. They're at the mall. Our hooky gang is at the mall.
Yes.
And there's an Elvis impersonation contest going on at the mall in the middle of the day, which I find interesting. And they walk by and Paige is like into it, which I find funny. Like Paige seems like she would hate this, but she's like, oh, this is fun. And Spinner is like, oh, this is lame. She's like, no, these people they know how to have fun. They know how to let go and, you know, and Ashley, we don't see her get the idea, which I think is for the best.
Yeah.
She's
like, I'll go get us snacks and you guys go sit down.
Because yeah.
they're like, oh, Ashley's our lame friend who made our day sad.
Yeah.
Or Spinner saying that.
Yes.
And Ashley's like, you know, I'll go get us snacks. And I thought genuinely, I was like, either she's about to like kill herself in the bathroom or leave or something. And then turns out, no, it was not that.
It was not that at all.
I've said that she should kill herself twice this episode, and I apologize.
Did you say she should kill
no,
herself?
No, I didn't. No,
no
you're
you
right.
Didn't.
I said I thought that's what was happening.
No, and that's okay. You're allowed to say that.
Okay, well.
But so we go back to school, and Emma is in the principal's office because she got into a fight. She's got a nice shiner. She's got a nice shiner.
Big old black eye.
And Snake is like, how did you end up here? And she's like, when were you going to tell me? And he's like, what?
I'm here because of your secrets, Dad.
Yeah. And he's like, what? And she's like, when were you going to tell me the chemo failed? I saw your will. And Snake's like, no, my doctor told me to be prepared. And Emma's like, prepared for what? Like, that doesn't make me feel any
yeah,
better.
It's and, like such a bad deflection.
Yeah. And she's like, she wants to be in the know. Like, that's, I think, the crux of the episode is that mm-hmm. Emma doesn't not want to be kept in the dark anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could have accomplished that with maybe a few scenes at Emma's home
yeah.
rather than whatever was going on at school, but whatever.
Yeah. They just wanted to give JT an episode.
I think they just, I was going to say, I think they just really wanted to, like, plant the JT wants to go to what do they call it? Semi-formal with Manny.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And so Snake is like, okay, if you want to be kept in the know, why don't you come with me to my doctor's appointment today and we can find out if my last round of chemo worked or not mm-hmm. altogether. And Emma's like, yes, that's exactly what I want.
That's good.
So we go back to the mall mm-hmm. and Paige and Spinner are watching the Elvis competition and Paige is like, where is Ashley? She's been gone for like 20 minutes. And Spinner's like, nice.
Spinner's like, hell yeah.
Yeah. And so after one Elvis impersonator gets off the stage, we see her name was...
So earlier Spinner had called her the Queen of Gloom.
Yeah.
A Queen of Doom, excuse me. And so she comes out. The person that introduces Elvira, the Queen of Doom.
Yes. So she comes up and she's wearing an ill-fitting Elvis outfit because she got it from one of the impersonators who's mm-hmm. like a big guy. And she goes up and she's like, I want to thank my friend, whatever his name was, for
the Elvis guy.
Yeah, for loaning me this outfit. And I want to thank my good friends, Paige and Spinner. And they're like, oh my God. And she gets up and she sings an Elvis song and she does what Paige told her to do. She lightens up. She lets go.
She has fun for a goddamn minute.
Mm-hmm. Which is really all we can ask for of Ashley fucking Kerwin.
It's true.
And so we go to the doctor. And Snake is there with Emma and Spike and Jack, who is gigantic.
The biggest baby you ever seen.
That child is huge. He is like half the size of his mother, who is a 5-foot woman. That is crazy.
Yeah.
But
I believe the technical term for that kind of baby is chonker.
Yes, that baby is a chonker. And the doctor comes in and he is reading off Snake's lab results, mm-hmm. which this is a cancer cliche. It's a cancer cliche. It's a sickness cliche, I guess. Mm-hmm. When the doctor is speaking, doctor talk, and then the patient goes, in English, please. Yeah. I hate it. Hate it. It's so bad. It was funny maybe the first time.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah. And that's what Snake goes. He goes, in English, please. And then the doctor.
The reason why it doesn't hit is because having been through it, we know, sorry to bring this up, but we know that doctors are really pretty good about just like telling you the normal facts. They don't get hung up on like, ooh, numbers.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
It was very unrealistic for the doctor to be like, this count is up 3%. Like that.
Those details do come out, of course, but like doctors are very good at being like, hey, here's what you actually need to know.
Yes. And so Snake is like, in English, please. And the doctor's like, you're in remission. And the family is so happy and crying and happy. And that's kind of the end of that. Then we go to Ashley's house and her mom is going in on her for skipping school because she comes home and Ashley's being brought home by Paige in her brother's convertible. And Kate's like, what the fuck?
And you were supposed to be homesick.
Yeah. So she's like, I leave you here thinking that you're homesick and you won't go to school. But then I see Paige dropping you off with the world's weirdest trophy. And
oh, yeah. Because Ashley won the Elvis competition.
She got third place.
Oh.
Yeah. She had a ribbon that said third place.
Oh, that was at first.
Yeah. And
sorry, I only see number ones.
And Ashley is trying to like stifle a smile. Like she's not even caught up on being in trouble right now. She's like, and then she goes, sorry, little lady. And her mom's like, what the fuck?
She says, sanity has left the building today, huh?
That's another Elvis joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because like that is how he would end all of his shows, was Elvis has left the building.
Oh.
And so Kate like giggles about it with Ashley and she's finally seeing like, okay, whatever happened today, my daughter's in a better mood than she's been for a long time. So I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, and whatever it is, it worked.
Yeah, and she's like, Ashley's sanity has left the building. And Ashley laughs and they laugh together and it's sweet. And then...
Aww.
Yeah, it's I like Kate. Kate's probably one of the most competent parents on the show.
Talk to your mom.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like she's authoritative, but she's not like overly overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
But then also she's able to be like there for Ashley in times where, you know, her academics aren't necessarily the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like her well-being, her mental well-being is. And last season was when Ashley tried to get the navel piercing and she didn't. And she was like, my mom would never let me do it. And Kate was like, okay. that was a funny. Good moment from Kate Kerwin.
Yeah.
But anyway, we then go to Paige and Spinner where after they're going to go pick Dylan up, I guess from hockey practice, maybe.
No, from school.
From school.
Yeah.
But I feel like school's been let out.
Maybe.
So I think he might be at hockey practice. Yeah.
I don't know how he would have gotten there without his car, but that's fine.
Yeah. No, hockey practice. Oh, right. You have to be in a rink. Right.
Unless they have a rink at the school. Some schools do in Canada.
I don't think they do.
And in the Midwest.
Yeah. But yeah, Paige and Spinner get to the car and they're like, oh, we got to get Dylan back his car. And then she's like, and he won't know about anything that happened today. And then Spinner like plucks a parking ticket off the windshield. And he's like, except for this. And she's like, he will never find out about this. And then they drive off. And
into the sunset.
Yeah. And that's the freeze frame of the episode.
Yeah.
It was a cute one.
It was a cute one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a little bit of heaviness sparkled in, mm-hmm. which is, you know, kind of the Degrassi sweet spot, I think. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. So that's how you felt?
Yeah. I felt like that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to see some teens having fun and some teens being sad.
Yeah. This season really, like, there's a lot of not school. Like, a lot of episodes that are, like, either on the weekend or on we're skipping school. Just kind of stuff that doesn't have to do with being in school.
Yeah. Which works. You know, yeah. There's only so many plot lines that can take place in a school.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I like this episode fine. It's, like I said, I always think that the resolution of the episode is that Ashley needs to go see Terry. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, that's not it, even though I think that's a better story.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
it's that Ashley has to lighten up.
Yes, yes.
Like,
yeah, it's such I think.
Yeah, she does. But
lightening up is such a vague term.
Yes,
I would love for Ashley to have been given some specific notes to take, like be a better friend, be less self-involved.
Yeah. Stop making that kind of awful sad music.
Yes, cut your hair again, please. Like good constructive notes.
Learn to act.
Yeah. And but yeah, I like this episode for the sake of Paige and Ashley's friendship. I think their friendship is really interesting. I really like how they're able to be they're because they're each other's oldest friend, they are the realest with each other.
Yeah.
So like Paige doesn't feel weird about telling Ashley what she needs to be told. Mm-hmm. And Ashley doesn't feel weird about telling Paige what she needs to be told. And because of that relationship is why they butt heads so often and were butting heads in the first two seasons so badly.
Yeah.
But now I feel like their relationship has really hit like a good spot where they're like, I recognize this person as a really good friend of mine, but I'm still going to be like, you need to face the facts, girly. Like,
yeah, I think it's interesting because it's like in the first few seasons they are learning to stand up to each other and learning to deal with the other one standing to each other to them, and now it's like, oh, okay, I see that that's coming from a place of love, and I can accept it.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like their friendship in this episode, and then Spinner. Spinner and Ashley don't get that much to do together, and so it was fun to see them interact this episode. I found it fun because you don't like Spinner, so you don't like getting to see him be quippy and like
I just don't see it as quippy.
You think it's just asshole, won't we?
Yeah, it's just kind of.
But I hate Ashley. See, that's where I'm.
Right. No, I don't like Ashley either. I don't mind them butting heads. I just, I wouldn't say that seeing the two of them on screen together is exciting or fun for me.
I see. But that's because you don't like either of them.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like Ashley, and therefore I like when Spinner is being mean to her.
Yeah. I do like Paige, so.
Yeah.
I didn't hate this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a lot of two characters I don't like.
Okay. Interesting. I wonder if you'll ever like Spinner.
Me too.
Do you think you ever will?
Yeah.
What would he have to do?
I don't know, just not suck and make stupid choices all the time.
Okay, well, I can't guarantee that'll ever happen. If that's the criteria, I don't think you'll ever like Spinner.
Yeah, it's like maybe don't be a homophobe. I don't know.
Well, okay, well,
he gets better.
Yes, that becomes a non-issue.
Good.
Eventually, but like, yeah.
Because personally, I don't like homophobes.
How brave. What a brave thing to say.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Personally, I don't like homophobes.
It's very fun to say like generic, obvious things as if they're a personal stance. Yes. I have a good time with it.
It's really funny. But yeah, this episode's fine. Where do you see it going for these characters?
Well... prior to learning a spoiler, I would have thought everyone went to visit Terry. I think Ashley probably does take this lightening up idea to heart and try to work on herself in that way. And I think that Snake going into remission is a big weight off of what's-her-face's shoulders,
Emma's
shoulders. So we probably, like, you know, she probably, like, is able to shake the weight off and actually be in some more episodes.
Yeah. Our alleged main character was missing for, like, half the season.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll probably... I think that'll be good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I do think she's going to fight Alex more.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe not, like, physically, but...
Yeah. I do wonder if this was the period of time where Miriam McDonald might have been going through her eating disorder, and so she couldn't do some episodes.
Oh.
I don't know exactly when that was for her, so I might be wrong. But
sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I do know she had some problems with an eating disorder, and I could see that being a thing where she would have to, like, not be in a big chunk of a season to recover.
Well, I'm glad she recovered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else? Yeah, I don't know. I think probably Paige and Spinner don't see any ramifications for skipping school.
Right.
And I think that JT and Manny go to the dance together.
Okay. What would you rate this episode?
Oh, also, I think that Principal Radich and that girl get it on.
Whoever she is, we didn't see her face.
Yeah. That lady, I should say.
Yes. So what do you rate this episode?
Well, I will rate the episode 3.5 parking tickets out of 5.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I would give this one 2.5 Elvis costumes out of 5. Mm. Not my favorite. It's a cute one. It doesn't really turn the dial, like,
yeah.
It doesn't really do much for plot reasons. I guess it does, like, I was going to say it resolves a bit of the, like, Terry stuff a little bit, but not really. It just kind of makes it everyone else's issue,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, my biggest complaint about the Terry thing,
mm.
is, like, this all is not Terry's plot anymore,
right?
Which is really annoying.
Right,
it's now the plot of all of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for Ashley's, for this plot of Ashley's to be that she's so sad over her friend when her friend is the one that's in the hospital is, mm-hmm. really annoying.
I want to bump my rating down to 3.
Okay.
Because you're right.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, this is a fun episode. I love the banter between Spinner and Ashley. I love the fight. Oh, I love
the fight. Was really good.
I love Emma and Alex's fight. It's so fun.
It was so out of nowhere. I had no idea that was coming.
So good. yeah. And I'm glad to see more Emma.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for that. But yeah, next episode is season 3, episode 21. We've only got 2 more left. Two more. And it is called Our House. Such as Our House in the middle of our street. Our house. And our main...
In the middle of my feet.
despite what the thumbnail might tell you, our main player in the episode is Sean.
Oh.
JT is the B plot.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well, then I think it's an episode about... So Sean notoriously has had a tough home life with Stryker?
Tracker,
right. Stryker is someone I went to high school with.
No.
Yes.
You were such a teen in the mid-2000s.
His name was Stryker, and he always carried a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Oh,
what
my
a character.
God.
Okay. shout out, Stryker. If you're listening, what's up, man? there's no chance. There's no possible way he's listening to this. So, yeah, I think that probably... Sean ditches Tracker and moves into a mansion in the hills.
Okay.
And starts throwing house parties there. But then we find out later by the end of the episode that he's actually just been Weekend at Bernie-ing the host of the person who lives in the house.
Oh, my God.
And that he's been dead the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sean's a criminal.
That's crazy.
Oh, also JT asked Manny to the dance.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other guesses?
Yeah. I think another guess could be that Sean is like still hanging with the bad crew.
Mm-hmm.
Alex and what's Jay. Her name? Striker? No, Jay. Jay. But somehow in this episode, he and Emma kind of like have like a little bit of a rekindling of something. Mm-hmm. Not like they're gonna get back together or anything, mm-hmm. but just like he's back to like wanting her approval.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tries to get his house in order.
Hmm. Interesting.
By leaving the bad boys behind.
Okay. Interesting choice. Interesting.
Oh, also JT asked Manny to the dance.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay then. Those are good guesses. And I can tell you that there are elements of it that are true.
JT does ask Manny to the dance?
Yes.
And Sean does Weekend at Bernie's somebody. Great.
Out of all the characters on this show, who do you think would most likely Weekend at Bernie's a dead body?
I think that's a Spinner antic.
I really do too. I think so.
Spinner is the only character who'd think that was a good solution to a problem.
He really would. I could see him doing it with a smile.
Yeah,
he'd
totally.
Be like, oh no, this is fine.
Yeah. And you know what? Craig would help him.
Yes. Two idiots.
Yeah, two huge idiots.
Doesn't Spinner
and
sing?
Literally everyone would be like, that's a dead body.
Doesn't Spinner say in this episode, he said like, it's fun to be an idiot
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. It's like, yeah, it's your baseline, my friend.
Yep. okay. Well, I'm looking forward to watching this episode with you. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Based on this episode, episode 3 or season 3, episode 20, I Want Candy. Are you a Degrassi fan?
I wouldn't, you know, it's, I feel kind of lame with keep answering this way, but it really didn't move the needle. I do think like, the fact that I gave this episode a 3.5 and then bumped it down to a 3
mm-hmm.
and because it's like delivered all of what Degrassi's supposed to in a decent way
mm-hmm.
and it didn't make me want to watch more Degrassi. I think maybe I should be calling myself less of a fan,
mm-hmm.
but it just didn't really move the needle for me.
Okay.
Which feels like a cop out. I keep doing it, but I don't know what else to say.
Right. Right. I understand.
Cause I didn't like, I'm not like repulsed.
Yeah,
but I'm not attracted either.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
If they would Weekend at Bernie's somebody, I'd be in.
I gotta say, that never happens.
I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed.
There is no tampering with dead bodies on this show.
Damn.
Unfortunate. There are some dead bodies on this show,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
no one
There's
tampers
a bunch
with
of corpses them. Walking around most episodes, you know what I'm saying? That's bad acting.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, based on me demeaning your favorite show right now, mm-hmm. And doing a bunch of voices that you had to cut from the episode,
mm-hmm.
and you having to cut what I just said just now, do you still love me?
Yes.
I'm good. I love you too.
I love you too. Okay, we did it. We did it. We recorded this. And mm-hmm. now I have to edit last week's.
Yeah.
It's good. It's okay. It's all good.
You get it done. And now we have an episode banked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
So to you listening at home, this is from way in the past.
Not way in the past. Probably just like a week. But we will be done with season 3 so soon. I'm so excited.
Keely has her fist in the air like it's the most exciting thing ever.
It really is, because then we're gonna be in season 4, and season 4 is really when things get wild.
Really? Oh boy.
And then season 5, like I said, we could just record that one. Like we could just watch that whole season and then record like a post
whatever you want to do, I'm down.
Situation, because like it's fine. Season
tell
5
us,
is good.
Fans, tell us. Should we, if you want us to do a season 5 quick cap or a recap? You know.
Yeah, or an episode by episode recap.
Yeah.
Because then we would get to season six, and then that's like,
yeah, let us know. Yeah. We're gonna do whatever we want, but we can hear your input anyway.
I would love to hear I would love to hear your ideas anyway.
And, to clarify, we're gonna do whatever Keely wants, but throw your input in anyway.
Yeah. Okay. where can people find you on social media?
Oh, hi. I'm at Ezra Partier on Instagram. My show, The Daily Misinformer, is at Daily Misinformer on all the things. And my improv team is at Headbutt Comedy. We're on the UCB LA stage most Mondays. Two Mondays a month, roughly. Mm-hmm. Next one's after this, I think, is July 10th. Mm-hmm.
Public Breakup?
Public Breakup is at Public Breakup. That's my sketch group. We have a show in Los Angeles July 12th. At 7:30 p.m. with an amazing stand-up comedian opening for us, Jessica Michelle Singleton. Look her up just for your own sakes, but come check out the show if you're in Los Angeles. It'll be really fun.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me at OMG It's Key on Instagram. You can follow, and that's also on TikTok. You can follow the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram, or you can email us at CuckooBananasPodcast@gmail.com. All right. We did it.
To quote my favorite musician, good night. That's my Elvis.
Wow. thank you. Thank you very much.
That would have been better.
Yes. To quote the great Elvis Presley,
good night.
And thank you very much. It was no better that time.
I know. It was intentional.
Bye.
Bye.